Well, Tony Adams is the tournament director here in Norway. Tony, talk about all the preparation and what went into putting on such a big tournament.
Well, it started last year with the field, the infield, looking forward, looking ahead to the tournament. The city of Norway used a tremendous amount of resources to help us out here. We have a Norway Diamonds Booster Club. We've done what we can to improve things from the city with parking and water and fertilizer and dirt and the whole thing. So there's been a lot of people involved, but without the city's help, it would have been pretty difficult to pull off.
How would you say is the economic impact to this area? I mean, it's been a week and there's a lot of people that have been in town.
I would say that it's probably rather large, you know, and we're a tourist area, so to speak, and I don't know exactly where all the money funnels to, but we know lodging and restaurants and gas stations, so anytime an area in the UP can get something like this, it's going to help, especially coming off of last year, and those kind of industries suffered a bit, so we're happy to get it.
And who are some other people that you think we should acknowledge here besides the city?
Well, you know, Scott Sternhagen's probably pulling triple duty, coaching, league president on the Diamonds Booster Board with me and Brett By and Brandon Baldwin and Mary Beth Langen. You have Scott DeBaker, Scott Pop, Bill Stewart. You just have all these people who have grabbed a rake, Kuba Ball, his tractor. They're here steady, right, day and night. And I'm missing names, by the way. But if you've grabbed a rake or you've gone in the concession stand, a chalk or anything, we appreciate it because that's what it takes, right, to pull something like this off. You need a small army, and we had one.